All right, guys, welcome back to another Conversations with Courtney. I hope you guys are enjoying this series. I'm excited about this. You guys seem to be loving it. Don't forget to leave a review. Yeah, so let's get right into it. All right. I've been thinking over the last couple weeks, I'm like, man, I am not okay. But I hold myself to such high standards that I'm like, no, I got to keep pushing through. I got to keep going. I got to keep going. I can't stop. I can't stop. And it's like, I've been going through this thing where it's like, what am I doing? What am I doing? It's like, it's okay to stop. It's okay to stop. It's okay not to get everything done in one day. It's okay to not get your task list done for the week. And I'm not saying that it's not okay for you, that it's okay for you not to be productive. But what I am saying is that it's okay to slow down and not try to eat an elephant in a day, right? Because when you're so hard on yourself, it's really hard for you to like relax. It's really hard for you to not overthink. And I just believe that God is going to give you the strength to get through anything. And you have to know that you're human and that it's okay to take a break. It's okay not to be okay. It's okay to let people know like, hey, I need help. I need assistance. Hey, I just need 5 minutes. And so I want us to normalize taking a break. I want us to normalize not being overwhelmed, not being anxious, not feeling like we have to do everything in one day, because it's gonna get done if you're working on a little piece and a little bit and a little piece and a little bit at a time. Eventually it's gonna get done. But I think we live in a society where everything's so rushed and everybody wants to get everything done right away. And so I just wanted to let you guys know that it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to take care of you. It's okay to take a moment to just get it together. And so my day is Sunday. Sunday's my reset day. That's the day that, you know, I get up. I started grocery shopping on Saturday because I'm like, I like this because I don't have to feel rushed to go get groceries. I can pick up my groceries on Saturday. I can put them away. I can start my laundry on Saturday and I can put everything away by Sunday. Like I'm not feeling rushed to get everything done by Monday, if that makes sense. Like I'm learning how to slow down. I'm learning how to get things that I need to get done before I'm trying to run over here or run over there. And I'm loving that for me because yesterday was Sunday and I had a whole day to just reset and I felt productive and I got to read and I went on a coffee day with my husband. I meal prepped, like I studied and I worked on some things. I planned my week. And so taking that time really helped me. And so I want you guys to take time for you. Like take time to reset, slow down. You're still going to be productive. You're still going to be able to get work done, but you're also still going to be taking care of you and making sure that you're right mentally, you're right physically. And, you know, I'm making sure that I'm getting cardio in. I'm making sure that I'm walking, I'm getting up from my desk and I'm walking around. Like these are all things I have to do for me. Drinking water, that I'm not so overwhelmed with what I'm doing that I don't have time to take care of me. And so it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to take care of you. Like let's normalize those things. Let's not be so, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. And if I don't do it, then everything's gonna fall apart. No, if you don't take care of you, then everything's going to fall apart. So let's look at it that way. Let's flip that mentality of I have to be here and be there and be doing this and that in order for things to run smoothly. Let me tell you something. Things are going to run with or without you, period. And it'll run even better if you're healthier. And if you're healthy, mentally, physically, and if you're not okay, be okay with getting the help that you need. Be okay with accepting help when people are trying to help you. That was something I struggled with for a long period of time, is like accepting help because I wanted to do everything myself. But sometimes when you're at capacity, you can't do that. And so you have to learn how to allow others to come in and help you. Allow them to come in and be that person that you can go to when you need something. We have to learn how to do that because that's why people are here. They're here to help us. And I think as a business owner, for sure, like when I'm building my team, I'm looking for people who can take on the job and do it effectively, right? And I'm okay with trusting them with that. And that's something that I learned over time, like I said, but it's something that was so needed. Like when I started delegating tasks, it really took a weight off of me and it allowed me to put my energy into other things. And that's the space I'm in. As I'm building out my team here, I'm like, okay, I need to look for people who want to be just as productive as I am and who want to see my business thrive just like I do and be okay with handing over that task to them. So I'm not telling you to just hand over your tasks to anyone, but I'm telling you to find someone that you trust, find someone that you feel like can be that support and that can execute whatever it is that you're trying to execute the same way that you would. Especially if you're running a company or you're running a business, those are things that you want to look for when you're building out your team, because this helps you operate in your full potential. It helps you thrive even more when you have someone who cares just as much as you do about your business. Lastly, find a mental health professional that you can build a relationship with, that you're not uncomfortable sharing, you're not uncomfortable venting. Like find, and sometimes it takes time, and I've talked about this on my podcast, it's like it takes time to really just find the right mental health professional. But when you do, make sure you keep them around. You know, sometimes we go to therapy and we feel like because we've attended 5-6 sessions, we're good now. But no, it's okay to do those check-ins every now and then. That's part of your self-care. And so if you don't take anything else from this short time, just take care of you and know that it's okay not to be okay, and it's okay to receive help. Accept the help. Accept the help. Take care of you. Reset. Keep pushing forward. And remember, you can't eat an elephant in a day. Take your time and just get it done your way, but make sure that you're productive and that you're thriving. I'll see you guys in the next conversation.